I was actually, I landed in Sydney.
Okay.
And it was this restaurant, Italian restaurant. It was actually, for the reviews,
yeah,
that's how I checked, it was actually really good.
Yeah.
I lasted about 15 minutes. Look, I went at the pass. I was waiting for a carbonara.
Yeah. Oh no.
And there was a plate there on the side with cream, mushroom, ham, and I didn't even know if there was eggs in it.
Yeah.
And the chef was like, are you going to take the plate out? I'm like, I'm waiting for a carbonara.
Oh no.
And he said like, that's how we make carbonara here. I'm like, mate, on the menu says Italian carbonara. It's like, that's how we make it here. So I took my apron. I was like, no. And I'm sorry, I cannot do it. I can't go to a table, tell them that's an Italian carbonara.
Yeah, not with
that's
your not accent.
That's, yeah, that's, not, that's not gonna Italy. Happen. Yeah, so that was it. I was like, catch you later.
Welcome back to the Perth Business Podcast. If this is your first episode, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, hello again. I'm Taryn, your host. I speak to the thought leaders, creatives, and innovators of Perth so that you can have insights on how to run your business, whether you're starting something new or you're trying to grow. Grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and make sure to reach out after the episode to let us know what you thought, to ask any questions or suggest other guests in the future, and subscribe so you get the episodes weekly.
So this is going to be your first podcast.
Yeah.
I'm so flattered. I'm so excited.
I'm glad. I'm so nervous. I'm like, oh, what am I going to tell them?
Yeah. Like, what could possibly be interesting? By the end, you'll be like, oh my God, I thought of a million more things to talk about.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll zoom through it. But, yeah, thanks for taking the time today. And what, you got my iced coffee. Usually I bring the drinks for the guests, so thank you.
There you go.
Appreciate it. I thought it'd be weird if I offered you a coffee.
No. We'll make sure we cover that.
Yeah, you're like, actually, no thanks. Yeah. You're trash. So we're sat in your back office at Yahava Coffee Works in Margaret River. We've got a little fan going because it's about 5 million degrees outside today.
Cooking.
Makes us even more fun. We should have had it in like an ice bath or something.
Next time. There you go.
Next summer. What is it like this time of year for you guys? Are you really busy?
It's crazy.
Crazy busy?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Basically, it doubles what you already do. So,
interesting.
It's been quite fantastic. And for me, the main goal was making sure these guys are looked after. Because
these guys being your staff,
my team,
yeah,
they are the core of this business. So you know, if I wouldn't have them, I wouldn't have a business. So it's just everything in their hand. Their job right now during the school holidays is just serving customers.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, we don't take any projects or anything. School holidays is just customer service.
Yeah.
Right. After that, and my job is to make sure I give them all the tools that they need to do the job proper, that I support them, because it can be quite hectic, like, you know, 40 hours a week, all of a sudden, those 40 hours feel like so much longer because of the intensity of them, so, you know, and with this heat, so I make sure, like, you know, they always have fresh fruits in the cool room or food, you know, it gets hot.
Yeah, it sounds like a team, a bit of your family as well, right? Like, they.
Yes, and look, it's 40 hours of their lives I get every week.
Yeah.
It needs to be good.
It's a lot, yeah?
It's
a
lot.
You spend a lot of time with your team.
Yeah, so, you know, you need to create those relationships. You need to make sure that you look after them, you know? It's probably the biggest thing I've learned in so many years is being myself a team member first. Like, you know, I would give everything to that one person that would look after me. And, you know, I would treat the business as mine.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. I look after them and they look after me.
Great.
You know, I was speaking with some people, they were complaining about their staff not giving enough, and and they were like, oh, but you know, they need to work harder. I work so much harder. They should do like me. I'm like, cool, Do you pay them like you pay yourself?
I was just going to say, what's the wage?
You know? Yeah. So if you can pay them as much as you pay yourself,
yeah,
trust me, they'll work as hard. Mm. But you cannot pretend as a business owner that they will work as hard as you.
No.
But, you know, give them something that they value. And sometimes it's just not money.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's something else. Something is like sense of belonging or, you know, support, chat, give them a path where, yeah, you know, some people want to grow,
yeah,
and some people are happy where they stay. As long as you understand,
mm,
then you give them what they need.
Yeah,
because
it's yeah,
exact something they value. So, yeah, and sometimes it's just not money,
yeah,
you know, and it's just this focus, oh, they want more, they want more, they want more. It's a give and take relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. I feel like, yeah, is that something that you have always believed and you've learned, or is it because, like...
I've learned.
Yeah,
you've learned. I've learned. And, you know, even in particular at the beginning of my... when I started to become owners of the first businesses I had, I had always the mindset, okay, I got these people working for me.
Yeah.
But it's me actually working for them.
Right.
It's because without them, I wouldn't have the businesses.
Right.
So as long as I can provide them with the support, with the tools to do the
yeah,
best job they can,
yeah,
you know, I got a business.
Yeah.
So it's me
yeah,
working for them, actually.
Yeah,
so it's,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and so if you start to see it like this, you start to appreciate more the effort that people put into things.
Yeah.
And, you know... Mistakes happen. You have to take them into consideration, and it's a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to invest
yeah,
into that.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's integral, right? Like, I feel like mistakes. People are human, and to expect that they're going to be perfect 100% of the time is just
no,
yeah, it's not realistic.
No, no. What we have here is like a very open. Policy, open door, like they come and chat to me about literally everything. And you know, and that makes me happy because
mm-hmm,
I can help them on a personal level as well. Some people are just struggling with some other things. Some are like, hey, how do I save more doing these things? Or,
right,
and you know, it's just more like, and I tell them, I'm not perfect.
Mm.
I stuff up a lot,
mm,
but you
mm,
know, it's, that's we human.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know, you have to fail a lot to learn.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't be afraid to fail.
Yeah.
But if you are in a workplace where failing becomes an issue, then you're in the wrong
yeah,
place.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I feel like, it sounds like you've had some experience with that. So, like, starting this business, or maybe previous, let's go back a little bit. Let's like,
hmm,
have you always been in Perth in Margaret River? What's your
well,
story?
I'm from Italy.
Yeah.
Then I've been working in lots of fine dining, very, very high level restaurants, hotels.
Whereabouts?
All over Italy, in
yeah,
England, a bit all over Europe.
Amazing.
And then I was, after spending 3 years in London, I'm like, love it, but it's way too cold.
Yeah.
So I had a bunch of Australian friends, and they were like, you should come to Australia.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
So
I went... got planted.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I went back home. I opened two restaurants. One I gave to my sister, one
yeah,
I gave to my brother.
Oh,
and left. I'm
just
like
that, yeah. Good luck, guys.
Catch you later. Look, no longer after they followed me, yeah. So
right,
they also down here. So
yeah, yeah, you can't be the only one living the good life. In Australia.
No, look, you know, yeah, Italy's got they struggle. It's
mm,
struggle at the moment politically.
Yeah,
let's not get into politics,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
you know, it's a yeah, it's at the moment it's a struggle over there.
Yeah, right.
So and you know, they came here, they enjoying the Australian life.
Yeah.
It's just there is so much opportunities. For people that do want to put the work in,
mm-hmm,
and you know, after working and got my sponsorship done, I'm like, okay. First, I wanted to take it easy because I was having my first baby.
Yeah.
Well, my wife was.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
how are you doing?
Yeah.
for both of you.
Yeah. After that, I started here, and I was like, it was into me to keep managing, and then everything happened, you know.
What was your first job in Australia?
I landed in Sydney.
Okay.
And it was this restaurant, Italian restaurant. It was actually, for the reviews, that's how I checked, it was actually really good.
Yeah.
I lasted about 15 minutes.
I was going to say, Italian restaurant here would be very, very different to what you're used to.
Look, I went at the pass. I was waiting for a carbonara.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And there was a plate there on the side with cream, mushroom, ham, and I didn't even know if there was eggs in it.
Yeah.
And the chef was like, are you going to take the plate out? I'm like, I'm waiting for a carbonara.
Oh, no.
And he said, like, that's how we make carbonara here. I'm like, mate, on the menu says Italian carbonara. It's how we make it here. So I took my apron and I was like, no. And then, I'm sorry, I cannot do it. I can't go to a table, tell them that's an Italian carbonara. That's not going to happen. So that was it. I was like, catch you later.
It's so funny because that's how most Australians really like their carbon. I air quotes carbonara.
It hurts me. It's another business that we have is Bella Napoli's, a food truck. Napolitan pizza.
Yes.
And in fact, the classic Hawaiian pizza with pineapple, it's called the Italian nightmare. Because
I've heard that before, actually.
Yeah, it's every time. And that's what I tell to customers. Every time someone order an Italian nightmare, a pizzaiolo in Italy dies.
so dramatic.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like all that pineapple. I'm like, oh my God.
You're like opening the tin. Like.
Yeah. So that where the name came from. So, yeah, it's
that's really
quite
funny.
A pizza.
So do you think then, is it more important to give a person what they want to buy than what is, like, would you sacrifice quality for what someone wants if it's valuable to them, if it's what they want as a customer?
It's just too much of a short view.
Mm.
If you have to sacrifice the quality of your products, is just a instant satisfaction for the person, the customer, but on the long run, there's nothing to gain.
Right,
so,
and it's probably not the audience you want to attract.
No,
anyway,
it sounds bad to say, but it's like, you know, the classic pub that goes palmy and beer for $20. That's the clientele that you're going to attract.
Yeah.
So you want to be attracting that people, or, you know, and then there is some business that are attracting those kind of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not our market. And I'm like, look, you know, we use top toppings for the pizzas and on everything we do, really, like it's just our staple. Like you have to make sure that you have an understanding of who the people are, and you know, sometimes I just ask them questions, and then there might be simple questions that I just gather data, you know, and then obviously, like, with doing it week in, week out, you get enough data to then make some, you know, educated choices and or swap of an ingredients.
Yeah.
We have tried, you know, hemp flowers, other kind of flowers.
Yeah.
It's got its own market, but, you know, you have to try, you have to ask, and then put in new things.
Yeah.
You need to keep people entertained.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, how do you refresh something that is, so for example, the carbonara, and I know you're not making carbonara here.
You're making carbonara pizza, though.
Do you?
It's so amazing.
What? Cancel my plans. I'm staying in my group.
Yeah, it's so good. It became one of my favorite pizzas. Is the base, we have egg base, then of course Parmesan and Pecorino, and then guanciale, which is pancetta, depending what's available from our suppliers, because lately it's been a bit of
the shortages of everything. Do you know there's a potato shortage right now?
There are lots of shortages that you would not imagine.
Yeah.
Well, even for some particular coffees, price has gone up to 80%, so it's ridiculous.
I feel like we're in the apocalypse right now, and I'm really... I don't know how I'm gonna survive. I love all the things that we're short of.
There is short of eggs as well right now.
Yeah, my local market runs out of eggs like that. It's almost like when do I start fighting someone for the product? Like, when am I gonna take this lady down? You know, like it's gonna happen one week.
Oh well, you know, it was enough to go calls for toilet paper not long ago.
Yeah, very true.
Wow.
Yeah, that was insane, right?
Yeah.
I felt like we weren't even in,
first world country. As a Christ, I was like, is that actually what it worries you now, the toilet paper? I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Priorities, eh?
Right. Right. So I mentioned before, like, how would you change something that is traditionally, like, what it is with the courts for example, the carbonara, and you just said you made it into a pizza, so that answers that question to keep people entertained, but... What were we talking about? Oh, compromising the quality of something. So my question for you
was...
It's
a big no.
Never compromise on quality. My question for you is how we were going... You were talking about keeping it entertaining and speaking to your audiences and the audiences that you actually want to attract to your store, whether it's your pizza business, whether it's coffee. And I want to delve more into Yahava as the focus of this interview, but if you have any examples of how you, like, not reinvent things, but... How you even approach the market for your business here with coffee, how you talk to your audience. You can use the pizza business as an example.
With coffees, it's quite easy because, you know, you just get... have a look at all the places that produce coffees. So then we get in touch with our connection with our suppliers.
Yeah.
Say like, okay, what's fresh on harvest?
Yeah.
And then they send you like so many samples. Like probably when we are in the research of new coffee.
Yeah.
For example, we have a specialty state release every single month.
Yes,
so every
I'm well aware of that one.
Yeah. So... basically, the process is hit up everyone. We are on the market for something fresh, and you have like probably anything between 30 and 50 samples.
Yeah.
And then you sip away.
Oh, and then you just like bounce off the walls for the rest of the week.
Basically, look, I try to minimize my coffee intake.
Yeah.
And when I am good, when I don't go too crazy, I still can manage to have only 6 coffees. Otherwise, I go over that.
I'm sorry. It's like 6 shots or like...
Espressos, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But look, I use the espresso from the espresso machine because from the old methods to make coffee, it's the one that has least caffeine.
Okay.
It feels stronger because of the pressure bar that the machine applies to it,
right.
But we extract caffeine when coffee and water are in contact.
Right.
30 seconds.
Right.
While if you have a cold drip, like that one that
you're drinking. That I'm sipping on this late afternoon hour.
Yeah. it can have anywhere between 4 and 6 times more caffeine.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, this is good for me now because I'm driving home this evening and I need to be alert for all the kangaroos.
It will hit you in 45 minutes.
Fabulous. My thing with caffeine is like, because I like my stomach is so sensitive, sometimes I get like reactions to coffee. So I now realize I can have one coffee in the morning. If I back it up straight away, I'm in trouble. I can't have 2 coffees in a row. I need to like metabolize it and then have a second one at like lunchtime if I do have 2. But like, if I have 3 coffees, I think I'm like Energizer Bunny.
I got my kids that suck the caffeine out of me.
I was going to say, you've got to wean them on it really early.
Yeah, exactly.
How little are your kids now?
One is 2 years and one is 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember I met them. Yeah. Tiny beans.
We went in Italy... It was in September.
Mm.
So I woke up a bit late and my little son was already awake. He was at the table just drinking out of this cup. And I was like, what is it that you're drinking?
Yeah.
And it was coffee. I'm like, "Mom, where did you give coffee to him?" I was like, "Yeah, he asked." I'm like, "Mom, it's true. It's true." Like,
it's not well, belly.
Yeah, I was like, "Well, you were drinking it." I'm like, "Can't you see the results?"
Also, now it's your problem.
Like, yeah, you like, haven't you learned anything? So
okay, so we make sure that they have coffee at certain times a day. Yeah. You're going to give them it all.
But, you know, once you get something fresh and you do all these testings, then you have to have a goal in mind.
Yes.
Because otherwise it's like driving nowhere.
Right.
Okay. And that goes for both single origin and blends. Blends, probably it's more complex because then you are adding different varietal, different altitude, different regions, different processes. And yeah, so that's how you keep people entertained. Then, of course, there's all the marketing side of it, which, you know, we are creature now that we live by watching on a screen, so
super influenced.
So the choice of the wording, it's very important. The timing that those posts get published is very, very important.
Right.
And that will depend also on, okay, you know that you have women between 30 and 35 years old that are following you the most. That's the time where they're gonna be on the screen.
Right.
That's when you publish.
Yeah.
That's to maintain the core of your marketing, and then there is different branches where you then go like, okay, these other people from this age, what do we do? Why are males are less following less? Then, you know, you make a strategy around that as well. And you know, what is it that they are on the market for? Can we offer it?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes some people just can't be bothered, or to even like, you know, why would I have social media to look a coffee? Then you need to find what is it that they are on the market for, and then you associate coffee with it.
Yeah,
and then you see, you'll see like go on the beach surfing, and then you have a cup of coffee there.
Yeah, right. So, so now you associate the surfing.
The surfing with our branding. You know, I call that seasoning.
It's like the extra seasoning on your, not your carbonara, obviously.
Because, because what's happening is not a direct marketing, but they will get familiar with the brand, and if they ever lost and want a coffee,
So how would you associate surfing with coffee? Like, in visually?
Visually, well, obviously there is a part of the investment, because anyway, it needs to be an investment, you know, so you need to have a return on that. It's hard when you have to quantify the return on seasoning, but when you are doing proper marketing, in the sense of, okay, this is a campaign.
Like a paid ad or something.
That's
easy.
Much easier to quantify, because you get data from the Facebook itself, Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
Look, I've been looking at TikTok lately.
Yeah, great channel.
Look, it's got a great algorithm, so, and that's why I think other platforms are trying to copy it. Still not. I spoke with my marketing manager. And we're trying to come up with a strategy how to best tackle it, and how to then connect all the social media platform, because it needs to be a consistent message.
I was just about to say, TikTok's a funny one, because I think a lot of people, it is so uncurated, or it appears so uncurated, that it looks like you've just picked up your phone and you're just doing this off the fly, which is the content people want to see. They don't want to see businesses do like, "Have you stopped into Yahava this morning? Make sure you get your fix," or whatever it is. They want to see you being like, "All right, this is us in the back doing a like a silly dance," or, you know, the meme where it's like, "Oh, when you and your bestie show up at work together, and as long as you got your Harvard branding in there, it
it's
makes
less
sense."
Formal, but you know, people like that, because because we're running stressful lives, and you know, you don't want to bother,
it's
you don't want
break.
To think, and it's like, "Oh, look, that's so funny." You might just want to have a laugh, or you want to just, while you're scrolling, it's like, "Ah, look at that,
hilarious!" And
exactly,
share it with your friends,
And so some sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, I think TikTok's great.
And some company really overthink it.
Mm.
And it's like, take it easy.
Well, it's funny, we were talking about it in the corporate role that I'm in at the moment, and how tricky it is for us to get a TikTok like account even set up.
Okay.
Because it's got to go through a lot of different processes. And for brand safety, it makes sense for the brand, like, you know, big, for us to have a TikTok account, you are risking quite a lot. And it's an industry that is like not fun and games. Like, I would say a coffee is, you can make that really fun.
Yeah.
Insurance, it's almost like, so why are you making fun of something that I pay X $100 for a year that I don't actually want to pay? I just have to.
Yeah.
For my safety.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? And I spend hundreds on coffee. But it's because I, like, it's part of my, it's my choice, my enjoyment.
Insurance, I still believe that, like, there is scope for a TikTok account.
I have this conversation almost every week. Yeah. So I'm like, look what I saw on TikTok. Look how many people have engaged with it.
Yes, 100%.
And even if it's not a conversion engagement, like people clicking through and buying, it's in, like, you
familiarize with the branding.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I love it. Going back to, you were talking about creating blends and an experience for people through coffee and with pizza, you know, for example, the carbonara pizza.
That's stuck on you, that carbonara.
Carbonara is my favorite pasta. Oh. I love it. And that, like, yeah, I struggle to buy it here because not many places do it the way you're meant to do it. And I, like, I make it, but I feel weird making it because I make things in large volumes for some reason. It's just like me, and I don't want to just cook for me. Like,
fair enough. Making a carbonara for over four people gets complicated.
Yeah, sure.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's,
two people's like a sweet spot.
Yeah,
I feel.
It's you don't want to overcook the egg, and you know,
it's a lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a lot of stress when it's like, oh my god, that's, then you need to use the water from where you've been cooking the pasta.
Yeah.
To finish it.
Yeah.
So it's very important because all those amides, you need them in the sauce.
I feel like you need to make me a carbonara at some point.
I think at some point I will have to make a carbonara. Yeah, fair enough.
A spa for a pool and carbonara.
Boom.
So what's been your favorite part of the process of discovering what people want? Because when we moved to Perth from over east,
mm-hmm.
we moved to Hillary's in Perth, like closer. Do you know where Hillary's is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was this Yahava coffee van outside the beach at it's called Whitford's Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get like obsessed with that routine of going to get Yahava coffee in the morning, and that was it for us. We loved that, and they're not there anymore, and I don't know who owns that little van, but it was such an interesting concept to put something like that right there. And then you started seeing vans pop up everywhere, and this was like 10 something years ago. So it's interesting that that sort of thing catches on, and then they suddenly realize, you know, it changes. They're like, oh, it's not busy enough here, we're going to move here, or we're not doing a van anymore, we're doing home deliveries, or whatever it is. How do you keep up with that trend of like what people want and where they are if they're your people?
Right, so firstly, in regard of the Yahava van, each Yahava is individually owned, so you know, I couldn't help you. They are where they are.
Yeah, no, that's
But every time I hire someone here, the first thing I tell them is the only thing that here does not change is change. Mm. So the more we embrace it, the better we're gonna be doing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to come everything from me because I'm the manager.
Yeah.
You know, even the junior. Come tell me what you think. If you can challenge the status quo on anything, if it's something I didn't think, let's try it.
Yeah.
If something that I already tried, say, hey, that's the challenge I had. Do you have a way to overcome them?
Yeah.
Good.
Brilliant. Yeah.
You know, I don't have to be the smartest in the room.
Yeah, hey, that's you just got to hire the smartest people who can solve it.
Exact. So, basically, sometimes is a trial and error.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to launch a trend,
mm-hmm.
it's just, and sometimes it comes out just of silly things.
Right.
You know, 100%. Like a mistake.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, look at this string. And I was like, actually, it's good, man. You know, let's try it. And, you know, and go based on science. Like, for example, Chillmaker lattes, bulletproof coffees, you know, people have a way more awareness on their own well-being. So, you know, running busy lives, you try to get that snippet of well-being of healthy as much as you can. So like a turmeric latte where you got turmeric that it's very good for you.
Yeah.
At the same time, if you don't put black pepper in it, your body's not going to absorb it. So, you know.
Interesting.
Or the bulletproof coffee. I mean, that'd be good for people that cannot deal with caffeine all at once. So because of the MTC oil and the ghee, you will have a slow release of caffeine in your body. So, you know, it's a bit more delicate, soft, but it lasts longer.
Right.
So there is few way to approach trends. Either you go and okay, let's focus on well-being, or it's fun, or it just tastes very good.
Yeah, I feel like as the manager here and like as an owner of businesses, gatekeeper's not the right word, but like I guess the facilitator of the quality that people are getting,
you're
enabling them to, you know, you're either so this is. An example, I interviewed the Bunbury Farmers Market owner, Graham, and he was comparing, you know, like an Aldi to Bunbury Farmers Market, and the comparison was like, you know, there's a market for both, there's definitely a market for both, but it's like, on one hand, to get the most out of a low-cost product, for example, you might swap out butter for margarine, and then the quality of the product changes, you know, in some opinions, for the better or the worse.
But what does that cost?
But what is the, what is the outcome and the cost of that for business?
Yeah, at times is also when, you know, when you talk about costs, it's like, it's not always about money.
Yes.
Like, you know, it's what it costs is like, this guy used to love to come there because you had that product. And now, you have a more cost-efficient product, but you lost some that kind of customers.
Yeah.
So
but then do you gain other ones? So it's kind of like what you're looking for, right? Like,
I think in business you want to learn what to do, but also what not to do.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes most important, you know.
Yeah.
We have a classic example from Steve Jobs where
he
learned like you need to know what to give them and also what not to give them. In fact, now we have no bloody chargers.
I saw a picture the other day of the Apple mouse upside down and someone charging it being like, I still maintain this is the most ineffective, inefficient product ever made ever. Like, so dumb. Like, why is this even a thing? Why do you have to turn the mouse upside down to charge it? Like, what? And I was thinking, like, how did that get past quality control? Like, how did they put that out and still put it out in the market? Bonkers. Look, bonkers.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'd like to see the blueprints for that planning. Like...
Like, look, this one did it, like, great job.
Yeah, it's like a cyborg mouse. I love that.
You
can... buttons.
Saves me lots of time. I got phone them back. I got everything from there.
I love it.
Yeah.
So what's been the a gadget or a new trend or a new piece of technology that you've discovered, or maybe a new process even that you've discovered that's kind of helped you figure out how to do your business better? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Audiobooks.
Okay. Love an audiobook.
Yeah. Look, I listen 4 or 5 at a time. So, you know, it's...
Wait, like at once or one after the other?
At once.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So at the moment, I'm stuck with a juggle between personal growth and at the moment, I'm into nutrition as well. So,
awesome.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
The China study, which is the biggest nutrition study ever made.
Okay.
And then I have a bunch of just people I follow about... You know, business and mindset.
Oh, interesting! Yeah.
So the main people that I follow is probably Simon Sinek, Bob Proctor, Napoleon Hill, and Gary V. Gary V. It's amazing. It's just showing the world how you lead with empathy.
Yeah.
You know, Simon Sinek, amazing. You know, on the infinite game, it's just a mindset change.
Yeah.
Obviously, Bob Proctor and Napoleon Hill, the base of mindset and make sure that we pass frequencies to people. So we need to make sure that, you know, we first need to be in a good place.
Mm.
And...
Yeah.
all the rest is a reflection.
Yeah, I think especially as a business owner, because indirectly you're affecting a lot of lives. So yeah. If you, like, something as simple as, you know, if you are selling a product like a coffee or a pizza, you know, from the top, your mindset matters really, because it's how you treat your team. It's how, you know, you come up with your business plans, ideas, processes, prices, all that sort of thing.
Yes.
Comes from, like, where you are and the culture that you set in place.
100%.
So have your main endeavors been Yahava and what was the pizza place called?
Bella Napoli.
Bella Napoli.
We also have a cleaning company called Sopranos.
Oh,
Sopranos.
Stop it. Cool. Yeah. Sopranos, I love that.
Yeah. We have a little business that we help dentists with. And then I do, well, as of this year, I don't have as much time anymore, but, you know, I was helping a few other businesses to go through.
Yeah.
You know, struggles and stuff, but
yeah.
I don't have time for that anymore.
Yeah, well, incredible. I think there's a lot to be said for, like, honing in on your craft and, like, having a niche that you focus on, or having a team that you can, like, put all your energy and stuff into. So that's really cool. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's everything. It's, lots of people tell me, like, how many hours do you have in a day?
Yeah.
Well,
same
as many as I can buy.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, you know, if I need a job that requires 6 hours, which I don't have, I hire someone.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah,
then
right.
You gotta give them trust.
Right.
Do mistakes together, fix them together, find a solution together.
So how do you find people then to trust like that? Because have you had any stories where you've been, like, burned? I'm sure you've
had
100%. So many.
100%.
Yeah.
One not too long ago, actually.
Right.
But you know what? It's... it's okay. It's part of it's part of the game, and you know. And I learn, they learn, move on.
What have you learned the most out of that? Like, top sort of thing that you would have learned from?
Well, right now, I think as of late, it came to me, and was actually something that said one of these guys down here, and was hire fast, promote faster, fire fastest.
Right.
If they're not working, they're not working.
Yeah, red flag.
Yeah, but, you know, if there is some potential, then you go for it. And, you know, sometimes you see people and they don't have the right skill set.
Yeah.
But they inspire your trust.
Yeah, so
then you go for it.
Just right.
Yeah. So down here at Yahava, we don't hire by skills. Like, I don't care if they've been baristas or not.
Right.
Like, we hire by attitude.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, I will have to retrain you anyway, because you have picked up bad habits or do things just different, you know?
Right.
And...
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So as long as you got a good attitude, I can teach you my coffee.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. And if you really can't learn...
then, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean,
it's
pretty hard not after... If you spend like 3 months and you're still struggling, then it's okay. It's not for you. Maybe you're suited for a quieter place or a smaller place, or you're just not suited for making coffee.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great ethos.
Oh, yeah, but you can pretend that everyone, like, we are busy.
Mm.
And, you know, some mornings you go like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you need to make sure you look after them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because there's definitely going to be, like, peaks and troughs. You're going to have great days.
Yeah.
There's that theory as well. If you say the Q word, like, damn, it's really quiet in here.
Lasts 5 minutes.
Yeah, literally. Or you've brought, like, the big storm down on your
exactly,
team.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
So they know. They never say that.
Yeah.
They know. They don't want to put that on themselves.
Yeah, that's a thing I've only recently sort of, like, clocked onto. I'm like, of course, that makes so much sense.
There
it's like
you.
Saying, oh, we need, like, less rain or,
yeah,
you know,
boom.
Buckets.
Yeah.
Buckets. Oh, that's incredible. I feel like it's so hard. I don't know. Like, for me, I imagine it would be really hard to maintain, like, the perfect, you know, attitude all the time, or get to, like, understand who the right person is for the right role all the time.
Look, maintaining the perfect attitude all the time, it's impossible.
Yeah.
But you know what? Once you create... around you a certain environment, when I am down or something goes wrong and I just go, they pick me up.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I help them, they help me. Like, you know, it's, that's what it is about.
Mm.
Like, you know, we, it's relationships.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I'm not their boss. I mean, I am, but I'm more like, hey, Alex, I had this idea or I have this problem.
Yeah.
You know, and we do it together. But, you know, yeah. without them, we wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah, it's not so much like the hierarchical, you know.
It's too old style to see a business, you know, saying yeah. like, I'm the boss, you do that, you do that, you do that. Look, the power of your position will get people to do just what's required them to do.
Right.
You won't gain their respect, you won't gain their trust, and in particular, when you are down, you will stay down because they will not be there offering, because you lead them from a position of power, not from, okay, there's no job in this place that I'd give to one of them and I wouldn't do it myself.
Right.
Like any single job.
I love that.
And, you know, even if we have to go and mop the back.
Yeah.
Let's do it together.
Yeah, like, you know, someone else to do it, you're like, oh, someone's going to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. even just to help, you know, sometimes just,
yeah, you know. Yeah, hands like work, yeah.
Well, look, I came to one point, like, you know, I stopped to tell them how busy I am because otherwise they worry too much about me. And, you know, I left a cup of teas and stuff. I'm like, I'm good. like, literally. Literally. But, you know,
Yeah,
the important is that those relationship are maintained. It's a give and take.
Yeah.
It's a give and take.
Number
you
one,
know,
really for a business, yeah.
A big thing that I learned a few years ago is if someone comes to me and asks me a pay rise, I failed at my job.
Because they shouldn't have to ask.
No, in fact, I go to them and say, "Hey, I'm seeing all the effort you're putting in."
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because, again, otherwise, it's not the give and take relationship.
Yeah.
Of course, like, at the end of the day, we're selling coffee. There is just always a top you can reach.
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as we show the effort, it's important.
Yeah.
And, you know, even just, like, if it's maybe in a situation where the business can't really afford a pay rise, you still go there and say, like, hey, like, I'm noticing what you're doing. As soon as the business can afford, you'll be the first one to get a pay rise. But at least they are aware that you're noticing.
Yeah.
So that'll kick up.
Yeah.
That will keep up the good work. And then, you know, as soon as you can, then you gotta follow up because, you know, it's
or if they need something else, like you said, that's not a pay rise, if it's like, I don't know. Flexibility or whatever it is. Yeah.
Look, I had a manager that he was working so much.
Yeah.
So I took him into the cafe. I said, hey, what's the most important piece of equipment that you have inside here? It's like, coffee machines, mate. We make coffee machines. I'm like, oh yeah? If the coffee machine breaks down, I pay someone to fix them.
Yeah.
But if these, if your mind, if you break down, I can't pay anyone to fix it.
Yeah. So chills. Getting chills over that.
I said, hey, don't make sure you look after yourself, mate. You know, the coffee machine is not as important as you. So I work on, my Bible is The 7 Habits of Stephen Covey. I don't know if you ever read them. Amazing.
Yeah.
That's how
I'm gonna get onto
it
straight after
this. It's amazing. And one of the 7 habits is sharpen the saw.
Right.
You are the saw. So sharpen yourself. Sometimes all you need is a bit of rest.
Yeah.
Okay. And one other that changed my life completely is one of the habits was seek to understand first, then to be understood.
I heard that one before. That's brilliant.
In every meetings I do,
I
talk last. I listen first, because all of a sudden can change what I have to say.
Mm.
or even just to understand the emotional involvement that this person have, you know. And if it's something that, you know, get them upset,
yeah,
and they will see that, like, you know, it's, and they're upset, and I just go like, hey, I understand this is important for you. I'm not prepared right now to deal with this. I'll see you at 2 o'clock,
yeah,
or whatever it is. But in the meantime, they have time to process.
Yeah,
I acknowledge to them that I understand that it's important, yeah, to them.
Yeah,
and I don't have time right now, just because I want them to calm down.
Yeah,
but at that time, we'll be back.
Yeah, and it's kind of like communicating that you've understood how important it is as well. You exactly want to be able to make the right amount of room to deal with it.
Of
yeah
course, following up is key.
Yeah,
because you can say like, hey, catch you later, and then you never.
Yeah, God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's pulled forward.
Yeah, you gotta do what you say you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. So what's a big goal for you? If we, oh, I can't believe we've been talking for nearly 50 minutes. That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
If you were to kind of summarize some big goals or maybe big learnings that you've had over your course of, I know it's a long time to think about, like, you know, or even like last week was a long week, you know what I mean? Like, what are some important things that you've learned, or goals that you're striving towards as a business person, like that you would like to share or kind of reflect on?
I think learn to active listen, because just listening doesn't really take you there, but active listening, it's key in a business where it's dominated by people, by feelings, emotions. Yeah. That's how people buy things, you know. When these guys do a coffee tasting, say, guys, don't sell them coffee. And we're like, well, what do you mean? It's like, what do you think, that someone comes inside the store and would know that we sell coffee? Like, we have coffee everywhere, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Sell them feelings, because that's where people, then you build those relationship. Because you sell coffee, you sell them coffee once.
Yeah.
You sell a relationship, then you have a recurring customer.
Yeah, it's all about the experience that they have when they engage with you as a business. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
and that translates, like, not just across your marketing, like you were saying before. If you're in the right place, right time, but if you're saying the right things, doesn't matter where you are, if you're consistently saying the right things, right?
Exactly.
They will be like, oh yeah, relationship. On, you know, if I dropped into their comments on TikTok, it's the same response that I would get if I was in person. Like, hey, can we help you? I'm so sorry you had this negative experience.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, deal with this. Or whatever it is. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I love that.
So, yeah, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, you know?
Yeah, I love that. Is there any goal for you personally that you have coming up? Because I know, like, you've got quite a few businesses on the go. Like, what's your big goal in life for you personally as Alex?
Oh, look, at the moment is, my goal changes probably on a daily basis.
I think that's pretty healthy. As a business owner, I feel like that's something unavoidable.
Yeah. Look, obviously is well-being,
yeah,
and that doesn't translate always in just a financial way, but even just to find a balance, which I'm working towards it, but now it's the time where I put the hours in.
Yeah.
So, and you know, sometimes it's like all my friends is like, oh, you work so much. I'm like, yeah, but then, you know, at that age, I don't have to work anymore.
Yeah, it won't be forever. It's temporary, yeah.
So, and then I'll be able to other things.
Yeah.
Like, at the moment, I need to be very rigid with my habits and what I do, because every single little habit that you have in the long run,
yeah,
will have, you know, something.
It's an impact for sure, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I love that.
So, yeah, it's, I'm in a journey, and, you know, sometimes you got a bit more left, a bit
yeah
more right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, the goal is have balance.
Yeah.
You know, and I know I'm far away, because I just keep adding projects to myself, but I just love it. I love the adrenaline. I love the fact to be with people. And yeah, so we're working on a couple of projects quite big, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully we'll have more of these.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a really good place to kind of land it and
Yeah.
That was really cool. That was awesome. Thanks for sharing the whole story with
me. Thank you.
I feel like there's so much more behind there, but yeah, we'll have to do a catch-up session.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I'm going to come back for that carbonara.
Yeah. And we go on beers after.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Sounds great. Awesome.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Perth Business Podcast. If there's anyone that you specifically want to hear from or you think would be great on the podcast, send us a DM on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Or you can email us at theperthbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next time.